This is KCUR 89.3. In a small town surrounded by agriculture, corn husks are in abundance. Today, in one of KCUR's occasional stories about how artists of one kind or another are building a sense of community in some unexpected places, we hear a story from Nebraska about how these corn husks have taken on new meaning. Ariana Brocious of collaborating station NET reports.
The town of Ord sits between cornfields and ranches on the North Loup River, smack dab in the middle of Nebraska. When you walk through the doors of Ord's theater, your eyes may be drawn to the lobby's high ceilings or multicolor arches, or maybe, in honor of its new name, to a bouquet of corn husks painted gold.
It's like, well, we have plenty of that.
Yeah.
Don Hagee is director of the Golden Husk. Dark-haired and energetic, she leads the way into the theater's main auditorium. The floor slopes down to an elevated wooden stage, the back of which opens to the alley for easy movement of sets and instruments. The building, on Ord Central Square, served as a movie theater for decades. In 2011, the previous owners reinstalled the stage as part of extensive renovations to convert the cinema into a live performance space.
As you can see, the beautiful wood floor down in the center, that's our dance floor.
Hagee's local nonprofit group, the Valley Performing Arts Theater, bought the building last July.
Throughout the past year, we have had everything in here from a musical to an opera to a dinner theater to a talent show, so many different things.
Between the main floor and balcony, the theater can hold around 260 people, locals as well as people from surrounding towns. Tonight, it will host rock and soul bands from Omaha as part of a concert series touring the state.
We love the idea that we are able to provide that and have people come to Ord, Nebraska and Valley County and experience our quality of life and bring their artistic talents to us so we can experience that right here in our home instead of having to travel to a city.
Hagee says her group has been inspired by community conversations around what they could add to quality of life in their area.
We've just heard that people really have a desire for this space to be that arts and cultural hub and also a gathering space for community.
It's also a really important venue for us to showcase our own assets and attributes out here.
That's Caleb Pollard, Ord's former economic development director. He's founder of Scratchtown Brewery, which led local fundraising efforts to bring the bands to town. Pollard, who's passionate about arts and culture, says support from private businesses like his is critical to the success of nonprofit entities like the Golden Husk.
We chose to live out here. We chose to start a business out here. We chose to raise our family out here. And we're also choosing to make this a community we want to live in. And unless we put our time and our talent and our money forward to do that, it won't happen.
Local donors helped get the Golden Husk started, and soon the group will invite community members to buy in with memberships. Treasurer Jennifer Plate says local businesses are sponsoring an upcoming monthly movie series. She moved to the area in 2013 and says fostering youth performances and workshops is a key part of their mission.
We want to give kids that aren't the athlete stereotype somewhere to succeed in town. And it's very important to keep those kids active and keep them involved and keep them loving their community so that they want to come back and they want to raise their families here.
After a local band kicked things off on the square, people moved inside the theater. The lights dimmed as a local high schooler performed a Sam Smith song. The theater walls reverberated as the main acts began to play. When it was constructed, builders put corn husks in the walls for acoustic support. Director Don Hagee says that inspired the theater's new name. But there's also another reason.
If you look up the definition of a husk, it is a protective covering of something that's growing and beautiful and alive. And that's how we view this building. It's for all people to come and share their talents, their passions, and connect with each other.
I'm Ariana Brocious, reporting in Ord, Nebraska.
You can find more stories of creativity building community in surprising locations at kcur.org/artland.